Melatonin holds a special place in his heart, no doubt. That is Craig Banderoff of Denali Stud. And we've told you several times throughout the program that this event, this Breeders' Cup event, is something that means so much to so many people, not just the owners and the trainers that are here, but the breeders and the consigners. And Melatonin, one of nine Denali sales graduates going to the post over the two-day Breeders' Cup. And Craig, congratulations on that accomplishment, my friend. Just simply spectacular.
Well, thank you, Mike. You know, it's a real testament to the whole program and the people that work for us and the people we get to work for. And, you know, it'll be exciting if a couple of them can come through, but it's exciting just to be here with those kind of players on the field.
People might not realize everything that goes into this game. People watching that maybe are not involved with the sport on the level that we are, and they don't understand the sacrifices that are made from the time that a horse is bred to the time the foal hits the ground to the time that the horse goes under the gavel in the sales. Talk about what this accomplishment really means and how difficult it is to get nine graduates into one event like the Breeders' Cup.
Well, you know, I mean, it kind of breaks down into two categories. The ones that you raise, you know, foal, raise, and get them to the ring. You know, that's one group because you've been involved with the matings. You've been involved with the clients on an intimate level. And you've watched these horses from the time they're born and grown, and you make your own opinions. And some make impressions on you more than others. Then the horses that we sell, I mean, as I've gotten older, what I've learned is important to me is who I work for and to work for the right people. And, you know, we're very blessed in that department. You know, one of the horses that we're not connected with, but, you know, is Tourist, and that's a Windstar horse, and yet Calgary Cat, you know, we sold for Windstar. So I think it's the combination of things. You know, sometimes in life and in business, things come together, and you can kind of sit back and say, you know, that this is a nice accomplishment, and you have to recognize it, and I think this is one of those moments.
Craig, it's a constant rotation, is it not? I mean, you're here, you're enjoying the success to have that many horses run an event like this, but I'm assuming as soon as you get back home, you're right back at it, getting the next crop prepared and getting those posters up to represent the charges that did so well here this weekend.
Well, you know, it's an interesting time because, you know, after September, we've sold all the yearlings, and we have a separate farm where the yearlings live. So that farm kind of empties out, and while we're at the November sale, you know, the farm manager and the broodmare crew move all the babies over to the yearling farm. So when we get back from November, they're there, and now we're looking at them in a little different light and in a little different, you know, point of view. And I always say my favorite time is the babies when they're first born, because, you know, I don't have to worry about what's this one worth and who's this one going to make happy, who's this one going to disappoint. You know, let me just enjoy it for a little while. So, you know, yeah, it's all cycles, and I guess that's what makes it special. You know, that's the whole thing with Melatonin. You know, I'd love to say that we saw it and we knew it, and obviously if we did, we wouldn't have sold them for $20,000, but, you know, that's what makes it a game, right? And then you have a horse like Ticonderoga, who's in the juvenile turf, and he brought $850,000, and you loved him from day one. So, you know, but if you didn't have the Melatonins, you wouldn't have a game.
I'm glad you brought up Melatonin, because there's a horse, as you said, he didn't strike you as being this type of caliber when he was very, very young. He's now gone on to earn $1.2 million, Craig. I think it's safe to say he's proved you wrong.
Yeah, but we did the mating, right?
So we
must have done something right. I mean, you know, I'd like to tell you that that's what I thought was going to happen. But, I always say it, if we could all figure it out, we'd be racing cars, right? I mean, with a car, you adjust the tires, you adjust the carburetor, but, you know, with these horses, it's more of an art than a science, and at least it is to me.
Isn't that the truth, too? I mean, it's got to be fun for you, because you're with these horses at such an early age, and horses develop at different time frames. To come out here and go back to the barn and go look at the physical, of a horse like, say, Melatonin and evaluate the changes in the horse and how much they grow out. I mean, that's what a lot of people are trying to do, right, is extrapolate how the horse is going to grow, how they'll develop. How fun is that for you to see these horses as they age and to see what they turn into?
Well, you know, obviously you remember some better than others. I mean, you know, we're not a small boutique operation, and if you know, we're not as big as a lot of them, but we have a fair number of horses go through our hands, and but certain ones stand out, and then yeah, you go and look at a horse like him, and you say, okay, you know, what did I miss, or what made this happen, and there's no remorse, you know, because it's just the game that we play. But you know, Jeff, is you know, you buy horses and you're an active participant, you know, we can't see the heart. Right, we can't see what's inside, and we can't get in between the eyes and the ears, and that's a big part of it. One of the earliest lessons I had in the horse business, I'd spent some time with a veterinarian who dealt with racehorses, rodeo horses, show horses, and he said, you know, the great ones have to run through the discomfort, and they have to want to do it, and you know, we can see little glimpses of their attitude, I think, when we're raising them. I mean, we might see some things we don't like. You know, one's a mama's boy or one gets nervous. But, you know, and until you put them in that gate and another one looks them in the eye. And again, I mean, if we could all see that, I mean, this game would be controlled by just a couple people, right?
One of the things that's fascinating to watch at a sale, and if one comes back and comes to the Denali consignment, doesn't matter if you're dealing with yearlings, broodmares, weanlings, whatever it might be, the staff that you have, I think they are the unsung heroes, the handlers that will bring those horses out of the stall and walk them and show them for the prospective buyers, similar to the grooms and caretakers on the racing side. How important is it to you to put you at ease going into a sale knowing you've got good folks who know how to handle those horses?
Well, I think it's like everything else. You know, people don't really understand what it takes to get the job done. It's not their job to understand it. You know, what they understand is if something goes wrong and they get a phone call, you know, why did this happen? So a real key to me is you have to have top showmen and you have to have good handlers because, you know, that horse only gets one chance and it's that first impression. And if it acts stupid or it does something wrong, you know, there's too many horses and they're off the list. And I can think, you know, one of the things we try to do is sometimes we'll try to get a person just to bond with one horse, you know. And, I mean, we have a good horse and a special horse, and we want that horse to get comfortable with that person and that person to be comfortable with them. And, you know, and then these horses get asked a lot, and they have to show a lot. And when they get that gut check time, you know, I don't really want to do this, but you know, that person can look him in the eye and say, come on, you know, we're going to keep doing this together. So, you know, they are the young heroes, and you know, you have to pay them a little more, but, you know, you got to have quality people. I mean, that's the wonderful thing about Denali Stud, I think. You know, I mean, it's, you know, it's certainly not me. You know, we put a great team together, and we have a great staff, and, you know, it starts with the guy who's phoning them, you know, from day one, to that night watchman that checks on them at night. And, you know, I've always said, any company, any farm, any organization, you're as strong as the weakest link in that chain. So, you know, you just try to make the chain strong.
As those watching us at BreedersCup.com get a live look at the courageous Lady Eli, who will contest the Breeders' Cup Filly and Mare Turf, we continue our visit with Craig Vanderhoff of Denali Stud. Again, 9 Denali sales graduates represented in this year's Breeders' Cup World Championships. Craig, you think back to the success of Denali. This isn't just something that burst onto the scene here in 2016 at the Breeders' Cup. A name like Animal Kingdom pops into my head, and you remember him winning the Kentucky Derby and how sensational he was throughout his career. You have been so blessed with so many top horses that have graced that 700 acres in Bourbon County. Put into words what the keys to the success have been, longevity.
I somebody told me of a successful R.D. Hubbard, one of my very first clients, dear friends, mentors, said, you know, luck happens when opportunity meets hard work, right? And, you know, we've worked hard and we've been fortunate, but we have been lucky to have the opportunity to work for the right people. You know, when a guy like Robert Masterson, who owns Teppan, you know, you not just your friend, but your client, or not just your client, but your friend, a guy like Backboard who's kind of been in there with us. I mean, you know, I hate to start to mention names because then you leave somebody off that you shouldn't. But, you know, I mean, it takes the people that give you that opportunity. And then, you know, I've had the skill to put the team together, you know, to execute this. And so you have a farm manager like Gary Bush, who was named Farm Manager of the Year last year. And Donnie Snellings, you know, who's regarded as one of the top yearling men. And, you know, but it takes everybody. I mean, you know, the woman that gets the September proceeds out 2 days after they know they're there, so people don't have to wait for their money. You know, that's important, too. So, you know, an Animal Kingdom, is those kind are special, right? And, I mean, if Melatonin should win this race, we've never had one win the Breeders' Cup Classic. You know, that'll be a heart-stopping moment. But
he's had some things he's had to overcome in his career, too. This hasn't always been easy for Melatonin.
Right, right. Well, yeah, he had to overcome probably, you know, a little bit of me not thinking enough of him. I don't know. You know.
He's done that.
So, it, you know, I mean, there's no secret sauce. You know, I mean, we do have great land. I'm a big believer in that. We try to raise them and treat them like horses and give them the best that we can. And like everything else, most of them don't turn out. But, you know, I think in a situation like this, you sit there and like to say you're doing something right.
Do you try to, over the years, let's just use Jeff Bloom as an example, because you mentioned, you know, that Jeff is a guy that will come to sales and buy horses. When you develop these relationships with buyers, do you try to maybe keep in mind when Jeff walks up what he likes, what kind of body type he likes on a horse, maybe a particular sire he likes, maybe a body type he doesn't like, and do you try to tailor your approach to a potential buyer in that regard?
I mean, yes and no, Kurt. You know, I mean, we kind of try to take a more hands-off approach. I mean, look, I don't want to get inside Jeff's head and try to tell Jeff what he likes. You know, Jeff knows what he likes. You know, my job is to have the answers to all Jeff's questions, you know, when it comes to, you know, their attitude or their health issues. And what I really want is when Jeff walks up to that barn, you know, he looks at that list of horses that's come out of our program, you know, and this is what we advertise. You know, we don't advertise, here's what you're going to see today. We advertise, this is what this program has produced. And so what I want Jeff thinking is, if I buy a horse from this guy's produced good horses before, you know, or not this guy, from this farm, you know, this entity. So I think that's what's important. And I wish I was smart enough to know what everybody wants. You know, I mean, there are certain people, you know, the Europeans want a big walk. And if you have a horse that's bred for them and you think is nice, but he can't walk, you know, you're wasting your time. But for the most part, you know, and it's a hard thing to make clients understand. Well, why don't you push my horse? Why don't you? I mean, we all have different styles, right? And my style is, like, I think, to say, hey, here's what we've done. You know, here's what we can do. And what do you need to know that I can make you comfortable with this purchase?
Well, that style has gotten the Denali team and Denali graduates to the Breeders' Cup this year. 9 of them going to the post. Count them. 9 Denali graduates going to the post over the 2 days. We can't wait to see how they perform. Craig, thanks so much for all your support. All the best moving forward, and go get it done Breeders' Cup Friday and Saturday.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate it.